Chapter 1. Insecurity. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. The worst thing that could ever happen to a human being is to hear God say, depart from me. When you hear those words of Jesus, have you ever had even the slightest fear that you might be one of the many who will be rejected? After all, this is terrifying. This is eternal. Passages like this motivate some of us toward action. We try to sin less, give more, pray more, serve more. We want to prove to God and to ourselves that we are one of the real disciples. Yet the harder we try, the more elusive that security becomes. The problem with doubt. A friend of mine recently discovered a growth on her thyroid gland and was told a biopsy was necessary. But don't worry, the doctor said. There's only a 10% chance that it's cancer. Isn't it interesting that even though it's 90% not cancer, just that 10% makes us feel uneasy until the biopsy comes back completely negative? Let me ask you something pretty directly. If you were to die today, are you sure you would go to heaven? How sure? 70%? 80%? 90%? And is that enough for you? We're not talking about a medical test result here. We're talking about the difference between experiencing the wrath of God for our sins eternally or experiencing perfect peace, joy, love, and pleasure forever. I am willing to bet that the majority of you listening to this book, if you are brutally honest, have doubts about your salvation. You've never voiced the concern because that kind of doubt is unacceptable in Christian circles. At several events I spoke at recently, I asked people to raise their hands if they sometimes doubted their salvation. It broke my heart to watch hand after hand go up. As a father, I can't imagine how horrible it would feel if my kids were only 80% sure that I love them. How much more must it grieve God to see his beloved children insecure in their relationship with him? My own journey with doubt. I wasn't always insecure. As a high school student, I was secure in what Christ did for me. I was thrilled to be a Christian and confident of my future with Jesus. I didn't analyze my faith to death. I just enjoyed it. Insecurity really started to take root in me during my Bible college days. In my theology classes, I was in